Listening Library presents Keys to the Kingdom, Grim Tuesday, by Garth Nix, read for you by Alan Corduna. Prologue. The blood-red, spike-covered locomotive vented steam in angry blasts as it wound up from the very depths of the pit. Black smoke billowed through the steam, coal smoke that was laced with deadly particles of nothing from the deep mines far below. For over 10,000 years, the pit had been dug deeper and deeper into the foundations of the house. Grim Tuesday's miners sought workable deposits of nothing, from which all things could be made. But if they found too much in one place, or broke through to the endless abyss of nothing, it would destroy them and much else besides, before the hole could be plugged and that particular shaft closed off. There was also the constant danger of attack by Nithlings, the strange creatures that were born from nothing. Sometimes Nithlings came as multitudes of lesser creatures, sometimes as a single, fearsome monster that would wreak enormous havoc until it was defeated, turned back, or escaped into the secondary realms. Despite the danger, the pit grew ever deeper, and the shafts and tunnels that preceded it spread wider. The train was a relatively recent addition, a mere 300 years old, as time ran in the house. The train took only 4 days to travel from the bottom of the pit up to the far reaches. There wasn't much left of the reaches, since the digging had eaten away much of Grim Tuesday's original domain within the house. Very few ordinary denizens ever rode the train. Most had to walk, a journey of at least 4 months, following the service road next to the railway.